If you've looked at some of the manuscripts, either the typewritten ones or the handwritten ones, maybe you haven't looked at them this closely, but I'm wondering if you could make any inferences about how he wrote. Were there lots of crossings out and other evidences that it was perhaps a difficult thought process to get the right intent?
I don't think so. I really think that he just wrote. I know that my sisters and some say, "Oh, they just spelled that wrong," and you know, one would want to correct the spelling. And he did get my wife went over and read some of the things that he had written and proofread it, if you want, and I was never as interested in that as my wife. She was very interested in some of that stuff. So she would read when I was going to summer school. She'd go over some of the stuff that she would visit with her quite frequently.
Did she report any of his comments to her about his writing or how he did it?
I don't think she. I don't remember saying anything about it. I really couldn't pass judgment on it. I do know that his typing, he had a lot of typos in his writing when he was a typewriter. But I don't have any of that.
Were you aware of very many false starts, or do you think he saved everything that he wrote?
I really don't know on that. I don't think there were too many false starts, because especially when he was gathering history, because he was putting it down, he may never have used it. It may have been the sheet of papers that he had in the file cabinet someplace, he may not have used it, but as far as starting writing and then redoing, he did that after all of us kids were out of the house, and so we weren't subjected to that much at all. I don't know Junior's middle son might have some idea, because he lived with the farmhouse with folks and dad was doing writing at that time. So he might have some idea.
Was your father a photographer or a collector of photographs?
Yes, he was. He really liked photography. He got his first camera. His granddad bought one to go on a trip back east in 1912, 1913, 1914, whatever it was. They were quite new at the time. And then I remember he always had a camera, a 620 or 120 or whatever it was. And he used that for ages until that's only when I really remember him using it, until he got his 35 millimeter after the war, right?
Are you aware of evidence that suggests he was trying to photograph things that had historic value?
No. I just think he would take to what they probably were, but it was the countryside. Houses. He did, I guess, I'd have to say probably it's because he wouldn't take some of the pictures of some of the old buildings or school houses or something like that.
Are all those photographs in the collection?
I really can't say. They're in some of the books someplace. I don't know if you've seen any of the family albums that he's made with pictures of different things. Probably some of them would be in those. Earlier years, he was involved with a lot of the agricultural movement, so traveled with that. I'm sure that was before my time.
And photographing?
He took pictures, yes. He took a trip down to the Oregon coast in, it must have been 28 or 29, right at that time, and pictures, I know. Passed, it was there, and stopped to see someone down at Powell Butte that knew that about something, went on to Corvallis and something there, and then on to the coast. But of course, that information left pictures of that, pictures, seeing the pictures of that.
Are you aware that in his later years he might have been seen as a kind of a consultant, you know, about farming methods or about history?
No. You know, you live with it. It's natural. It's normal. But
well, you could tell perhaps if people were calling him or visiting him and asking him for
people
information.
People did, but I thought nothing of it. No, it was.
Yeah, well, it's not whether you thought something of it. It's just, was he acting as a consultant to
popular groups? I know that that people did ask him comments and wanted to look at things, and so, but I didn't think anything about it. And I suppose is he knew a lot of people in the county and around, and I suppose that a lot of people felt free to come visit him because he liked to visit with whoever was around him.
Was he involved in any kind of fraternal organization activity?
Yes, he was in with the Masons. He was the grand whatever it is. He has a picture on the wall down there. If you go up and so I didn't know it. I should have, but he was. After the 40s, I don't think he was in it much. I was unaware of it. If he was. I remember he was in it and he'd go to lodge and then he stopped. I don't know the real reason why, but I can speculate on it. He had a minister who came in and was quite fundamentalist. I'm sure that it may have had an effect on it. I was pretty small. It was back. Yes, but I didn't. But he did, he was involved in the branch of Masons.
You remember us talking about what went on in the Grange?
Not really, because I was pretty small when we went to Grange, and of course the kids all went out and played, and they had their meetings. I do know that then when I was in high school, he still went to Grange, and they, the different component Grange, the area, the county, etc., the state Grange. He was a good friend of, his name now, Carter, Clarence Carter. And Carter was a young Saber was a lobbyist for a number of years for the farmers in the Grange. But Dad really was not politically inclined. He was appointed county commissioner. That's what the circumstances was. And aren't you going to get out and campaign to, when they had to actually say something they want me to vote for him on campaigning? So, but he did go out, and people would ask him to come to some meeting. He'd go out and talk to him. But that was.
When was he county commissioner? 50s?
Yes, must have been in the 50s. I don't know. Just, I don't think he was replaced. Someone, I don't know what happened, but they appointed him. It came up the time he had to be elected, and the election came up when he finished out the term, and I said, well, you've got to get out and campaign, Dad. He said, no. He said, if they want me elected, they want me. And I think he was busy doing some of the other stuff, but he was elected. I don't know, the same thing, he didn't campaign. But then he would go out and talk if someone invited him out for one of their meetings, but he didn't go out and campaign.
Is there an epitaph on his gravestone?
No.
You think he might have wanted one, or did that
I
not occur to anyone?
That was not something that concerned him.
Well, suppose somebody had suggested Union County historian placed on his gravestone. Would he have approved of that?
Oh, I think so. I think he would appreciate it.
Can you think of anyone else who better deserves that kind of title?
Well, I'm really very biased, but I probably not. And there's two reasons that you don't want to take my opinion on this. I don't read a lot of history. I do read some, and I kind of more so now than I used to. I couldn't care less about history when I was young.
It's all often a function of age.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
And but yes, I think that. Is it too late to buy it? Well, no.
You see any Elgin?
No. That's a manly plot up on the hill.
Oh. Well, describe that a little bit. How big is it? How many people there?
Well, they're just mom and dad are there so far, and ashes of brother-in-law. But he built, got it approved by the coroner, and built the cemetery.
And that surprises me. I had not heard that.
Oh, well, yeah. And unfortunately, the family has not taken good care of it as they might could, you know, at which is. But I remember when mother died, and that was the first person to be buried there, and he wanted where it was and all that. And I remember the coroner. Anyway, he was kind of concerned because he'd been out there and looked at it. He says, all I could remember was that there was a lot of rocks around. and he sort of kind of made him a little nervous, but and he thought it was just great because it had been a good number of years before. He'd been out there and checked it out.
Was this on land he already owned?
Yep.
Why do you think he picked that spot?
Well, probably. He might have told other people more than me, but probably because it was an area where he grew up. He thought that it was significant that Indians gathered in this area. And I think that was some effect, and I think that he wanted a place for all the family members could be buried with him.
But his parents weren't buried there.
No, they were buried in the cemetery over here.
Why did you think the Elgin Cemetery wasn't good enough or suitable?
I don't know. It got lots down there. It had lots. My brother that died was buried down there. So, it's kind of interesting. I remember as a small kid, we used to go to the cemetery and decorate for us. My granddad was buried there, and great-granddad. His mother, dad's mother, my grandmother, but we went out there Memorial Day, and now that isn't a common thing for people to do, and it just isn't in our culture as much as it used to be, which I think is good and bad.
It strikes me that maybe your father was trying to start a new sort of family tradition.
Well, I think he. Did he wanted? He thought that if you bomb people, that's kind of a waste, and you just should be natural and go back to the earth. And I know that some said, well, what about what if you die and you can't be buried within 24 hours or whatever the rules are? And he said, well, if it's winter time, he said, well, if you have cremation, that'd be all right. But, that was, and I don't remember him talking about it an awful lot. He did, I was, when he built that, I was not around too much at the time.
Built it himself?
Yeah. But I think one of the grandsons, one of my brother's sons, helped haul some dirt up and help fill it up. And you have to have dirt, walled it up around, so kind of on a slope, and you walled it up around. That's what made the corner a little nervous because it's like that. And I'd have to look. I know I had to get the coordinates and all that. After the mother died.
What were the dates of their deaths?
Oh boy, I really couldn't tell you the dates right now.
What decade?
can't even, I'd have to go back and my dad died. Later, and my kids were in college at the time. My daughter was in college. And my mother died before that. I'm going to have to go back. What car was I driving to relate? I know when my dad died, I hurt my back, and my daughter drove me up here.
Remember reading obituaries?
I probably did, but I don't remember.
There must have been one in the Observer.
I'm sure there was, but living in Portland, I may not have seen it. I'm sure that they haven't cut them out.
You know of any other hug who took an interest in studying and writing history?
Well, his granddad did. I don't know just history, but his granddad had come over from Switzerland, and he wrote quite an extensive book in old German and stuff. And then that was the granddad hug.
This one.
Yes, that's part of it. Yes.
And I'm page 76 of 100 Years of Hugs. Remarkable, as the little note says here, for penmanship.
Yes, yes. And I remember I would get the book out and look at that written book and was always amazed at what great penmanship.
Has it been translated?
Some of it has, most of it. A little it hasn't. Little difficult because the book is not in order and sequence, and things get bound up. But also, it's old German, a lot of it, so no script. That's not maybe translate that now.
Is it mostly then about the Hug family in Switzerland rather
yes,
than in Union
yes,
County?
Yes.
Is just circulating within the family?
Yes. I think I got a copy that I referred to recently, even if I don't have it.
If someone were to make an effort to go through your father's writings and perhaps put together some sort of publication that gave at least a representative sample of his work, what would be your opinion of that?
I don't think it'd be good. I like it. I would have, you know, I can only speak for one of the...
What would you like about it?
Well, I think it would, as you get older, you get more attuned to history, I guess, as we mentioned earlier. And I think it would be fitting.
It would be possible to do such a thing without having it be solely a tribute to him, although that, of course,
oh,
that
yes.
would be part of it.
Yes.
It could perhaps be gone through to try to gather what information about Union County is most likely to be valuable to general readers later,
right.
As opposed to just the Hug family members. Mm-hmm. Something like that might have a wider significance.
Well, she said to you, it was just family, that's just the family, isn't it? interest in it, a few other people might be parts of it, but if you're going to make it for it or something other people are interested in, might not have that. It would be much broader.
Of course, it is notable if it's true, at the end of this 100 years of hugs, he says he knows of no hug who has been an alcoholic or has been in prison for any kind of crime, and that the divorce rate is very low. So I suppose then it might be a tribute to a family that stuck together, worked hard, and was successful.
Well, I think that
makes it a somewhat unusual family for the 20th century anyway.
Well, yeah. I think that I think a couple of things. One, you talk about families where there's a dominating czar, and kids that get away, and there's others where there's no leadership, and so it has to be leadership with direction and moderation, so that you let individuals do their own thing. And as kids, we were always able to try our own things, which we greatly appreciate now.
But you were also aware of limits.
Oh yes.
You've described him as what I would take to be a fairly benign presence. Not wanting to restrict too much, being interested, but certainly not prying.
Yeah.
And not pushing.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Of course, he was 40 when I was born, or thereabouts, and so it's probably a little different than if 20
sure.
years before that,
of course.
Or 24, 15, or whatever it was. So, with your own children, I know that the first ones you're more, you expect more, and you want perfection, which you realize it really doesn't matter.
And later on, you become a little more relaxed.
That's right. Yeah.
You grow up.
He was more relaxed, but he did get excited about that. I mean, that rightly so. I mean, that's what made him quite